It's Lady Bot and the Bluebirds, December 19th at Wind River Resort and Casino inside Elements Lounge. Join me along with Pat Karch on keyboards, Bruce Kalin on bass, Mike Costa on drums, and Lou White on sax, flute, and clarinet. Enjoy an evening with your favorite Christmas music along with jazz classics. That's 6 to 9 p.m. in Elements Lounge. For reservations, call 243-3377.
This is Shelley at Tobacco and Brew. Our Tobacco and Brew family would like to wish our local veterans and active duty service members a very happy holiday season. We have had the opportunity to meet many of you in person, and we appreciate the sacrifice that you have made and continue to make to safeguard our generations to come. Tobacco and Brew also wants to give a special thank you to the families and friends of our active duty service members as they are deployed away from home defending us. Happy holidays, Merry Christmas from Tobacco and Brew.
Your host hasn't seen everything in sports, but sometimes he acts like it, and his guests probably have. Now, the host of Scorecard Scribblings, your sports guy, Brent Weber.
Hey, everybody. I'm live in studio here at KCNR. It's a blast to do this. As always, appreciate you joining us tonight. We're going to talk a little Simpson University basketball. In just a second, we'll have the head women's basketball coach on with us, and we'll also bring you up to date on what's happening with the guys. Am I on the right mic? Is this the right one? All right.
You are on the right mic.
Sound like I was getting a little tinny, but that's probably my headset. I'm guessing. Anyway, right out of the gate, I'm being demanding and pushy and mean. No, I'm just kidding. Hope you're doing well this holiday season, and appreciate being with us. A little bit later on, we're going to go over some baseball stuff because there's a big birthday today in Major League Baseball player, and we'll go into the Wayback Machine, and we'll go back to a story I did many years ago on Lee Smith, whose birthday is today. We'll tell you what's going on with the Giants. And one of the 49ers broadcasters has been suspended over some comments he made. We'll get to all those things and a little bit more a little bit later on. We're also going to, before the end of the show, we'll hear from Jake Downey down in Los Angeles about the whether or not the Rams think they're as good as the 49ers. And we'll also find out about a new venture that allows regular fans to do play-by-play along with games that are being played anywhere. So that'll be kind of a fun thing. We'll talk to him about that'll be later on in the hour. But right now, and I've asked him to hold on too long already as it is, assistant athletic director and head women. Oh, you heard Mickey Mouse say. Did you hear Mickey Mouse say that? Sorry, that was my watch. Sorry, coach. It said 6:07. Derek Pringle is our head. Been head coach at Simpson since the year 2007, I believe, the head women's basketball coach, but his time there dates way back before that. He played, of course, at Simpson on a terrific 21-win team back in 2003 and then went on to have a stellar four-year career from there at Puget Sound. And he's been part of the Simpson family for a long, long time, and his Red Hawks right now preparing for doubleheader action. The women will tip off in the opener Friday, I believe, if I'm still correct, against Westcliff, and the men will follow. Thanks for joining us, Coach.
Well, thank you, Pat. Appreciate it.
Derek Pringle. And, you know, there are so many challenges. First of all, before I get into the challenges of being a head coach at this level, because people play NAIA ball because they love the game in most cases. But let's talk a little bit about your team. You're always going to be mixing in freshmen with seniors, and it's kind of part of the NAIA game is personalities working together. Your team struggled a little bit so far, but you're 1-10, I think. But to me, I see that you lost games by 5, a couple of games by 6. You're not getting blown out of most games, and you know, that tells me that you're close to something on this team.
Yeah, so our schedule this year is probably one of the toughest in the nation. We played the national champion, Concordia, Nebraska, runner-up, Southeastern from Florida was number 2. And then obviously the games we played that we lost by 5 or 8 points were ranked teams as well. And having, you know, a freshman point guard, some freshman players, some new transfers, and even our seniors are playing in different roles. We've battled, but we're still trying to figure out what kind of team we are. and kind of growing at the same time.
And how do you, and that's the important thing about what happens, you know, on the practice court and in preparations, because a talented team, which I believe all indicators are that you got one there, you got some talent, a talented team that's not winning, how do you keep their chin up so that they know, hey, we're not even in league play yet, so we've got a lot of basketball to play, but they want to win.
Right, that's true. It's been tough, but I think this group, they understand what we faced so far this season and how we had opportunities to win some games. Obviously, the ball didn't go our way, whether it be missed shots or, you know, missing an assignment on defense. But they're very optimistic. They know how good they are and how good they can be. And I think having this past 2 weeks off of no games and getting ready for Westcliff, I think we're about to turn that corner and be a really contender in our conference.
There's some familiar names, some ladies that have been in your program for a little while, and some who came up in the area. One, I think, who is going to be critical to your team kind of turning the corner is the Arizona lady, is Precious Jackson. She's a senior, and she's one of those that if you've got to figure out a way for her to stay out of foul trouble, give you those minutes, right?
That's correct. I mean, Precious is a great player. Last year, she didn't play that much, but this past season, she's been one of our leading scorers. Office who get in foul trouble. So trying to figure a way out, way to keep her on the corner, on the floor, watching her fouls, and two, trying to find ways to get her ball more as well, because she's one of our best players on our team.
Brianna Clark, new face, right? Tell us about her. Yeah. She's out of Las Vegas, right?
Tough kid. She's about 5 foot nothing. but she is a tough kid. I watched her play two summers ago at the AAU tournament, and it was myself and like some D1 schools and D2 schools. And she was probably the best player on the court, but they all said that she was too small. And I was like, you know what? I'll take her right now. I mean, she's a fighter, a great teammate, smart kid, especially for her size and being a freshman. And she's overall tough and tough and competitive kid. So I love her a lot.
Well, and she does a little bit of everything. Yeah, I think you guys list her at 5'3". That may be on her tippy toes. Who knows? But you know,
she's about 5'1", 5'5".
and people don't realize there is a tough level of play. Obviously, you recruit over there, but you probably saw her in the Tarkanian Classic and some of the. You play over there. You play in the desert. You love the game.
Yes. And this Washington play, some high level players that played at UNLV or went to USC, she's right there with them competing. And in some cases, was the best player on the court. So this kid, I've seen all kind of talent. She's faced it, and again, she's just a really tough kid and loves to win.
Of course, and you've got others. You can tell me about some of the seniors who are back. You mentioned Precious, who I think is. You're looking at to maybe develop into that player. We always thought she would be Allie. It's Allie Mermelli, right?
Yes, that's correct.
She's another of your seniors. Tell us a little bit more about her and some of the other veterans that are on this team.
We call her the female version of Draymond Green. She's doing everything for you, defense, offense. She runs point sometimes. Probably one of our better shooters on our team. Last season, she was all-conference and newcomer of the year. I mean, she's just a glue kid that does everything for you to help you win. Last year, we had won 19 games last season, and she's the main reason why. High basketball IQ. We're getting her and Preston in the same boat, trying to get them to be a little more aggressive and trying to find ways for them to score the basketball for us this year.
And she was at Portola and Feather River College. And you've got some others who we've seen play locally as well. I know Samara played over at Shasta College, Samara Fernandez, and I think you have Enterprise represented too, don't you?
Yeah, several. We have Alex Cooper, who's at Enterprise 4 years ago, and then Karina Archibald, who was playing really well for us in the first part of the year, but got hurt and looking for her return, hopefully, you know, after Christmas. But Alex Cooper, she's that old-school Dennis Rodman kind of player. Loves to rebound the basketball, loves to play defense. She was out the first, I think, five games. We got her back last week, so I'm looking forward for her to be back on the court. Samar Fernandez, who played for me her freshman year and then went to Shasta last year, she got a lot better. She's a scrappy kid, long, athletic, can score on the court, can play defense, so really excited about her.
We're talking with Derek Pringle, Jr., who's the head women's basketball coach and assistant to AD at Simpson University with the Red Hawks. Your assistant, Fallon Greenhaw, as well. And bringing together this team, they're there. They're used to winning. You win there and a struggle to start. But, you know, as I kind of mentioned, as I was kind of getting at a little bit, you have to bring in players. One of the things about NAI is that you're able to get international players, and I know on the men's side they probably have that more. But you're able to get international players because international students are – part of it's an eligibility thing. Part of it is they're able to get – you can't give out scholarships and things like that. So it just works out where they know they can come, and it helps the NAIA schools and it helps others to get some experience. But, heck, man, if you got – how come you don't get to go to Spain to recruit? Do you go to Spain to recruit and Australia and everything else or –
Yeah. I would love to go to Spain and Australia. These kids that we got on our roster, four from Spain and one from Australia, a few of them played basketball here in the States, so they'll see them at junior college tournaments. My two freshmen from Spain, they have a connection out there that gave me their game film, and I talked to them in person, and there was great fits for Simpson. That'd be Ari Rubio and Sandra. Also from Spain, the two freshmen, they're going to be really good players for us in the future. Blanca Casamart, who is a senior this year, she's a diamond in the rough. I was blessed and lucky to get her. I think she'll have a great year for us going forward. She can play the four, the five, the three, the two, anywhere on the court. And then Sebi Damon, who's from Australia, played from last year. She's one of those wiry players that could play the four to five, but can handle the ball as well. So I've been blessed to have some connections out there in Australia and in Spain, and I'm looking forward to more players coming over.
Well, and you mentioned Mickey tells me it's 16 after, so we're in good shape. I got to stop. We're talking with Coach Pringle from Simpson University Red Hawks women's basketball program, and you have an awful lot of players. It's part of the program is you've got to build for the future because you're NAI, so you probably carry more players than some teams will. How do they handle that? How do that many young ladies on the roster? You've got quite a deep roster. So how do they handle it, knowing they're not all going to get to play?
So we have a JV team as well. So a lot of those girls that are kind of the bottom end, but aren't dressed for varsity, will play in JV games, so they get opportunities to still play and get better. I kind of use it as like the G League for NBA, you know, where kind of two way players can play varsity and JV, develop by not just sitting on the bench but playing real games. And then obviously the sophomore, the junior year, they're ready to play varsity for us.
Now, the three-point game is the game now. I mean, it's obviously a huge part of it. And scoring points, your team's not doing that yet. This team is not yet. Are you one of those coaches who is it you, or does your assistant have to whisper to him, hey, you know, he led the nation at Puget Sound in three-point shooting back in the day, so you really need to listen to him. Do they have any idea you are a shooter?
They don't. They think I'm not a shooter, to be honest with you. They make fun of me all the time, saying I can't shoot. So I try to show them practice here and there, but they don't believe me still.
All right.
It's all good, though.
Can I get you to stick around for a couple more minutes? We're going to take a break.
Yes, sir.
All right. Derek Pringle is our guest. Taking a break here on Scorecard Scribblings.
Hi, I'm Rob Burrows from the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. Come join me as the new host of brand new Battlefield Expressions show, debuting December 7th, 2019. Battlefield Expressions is a go-to program providing veterans and their families an opportunity to call in and ask questions and receive information particular to their individual needs. Veterans and their families who sacrificed and served our country. Every Saturday, 9 to 11, here at 96.5 FM, 1460 AM Talk Radio.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name, knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank, we invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
A Cascade favorite holiday tradition, Thomas Thien's Celtic Christmas, returns to the Cascade Theater on Saturday, December 21st, filled with Celtic singing,
Holy Christmas night, so
music, dancing, and stories. It's a night of joy, laughter, and the giving spirit of the season that is great for the whole family. Get tickets today at cascadetheater.org or by calling 530-243-8877.
I'm Carlene Niver, and I have some exciting news about my restaurant, Deja Vu, voted best breakfast. We are now serving beer and wine to complement your experience with one of our many flavors of mimosas, or try one of our new delicious creations, like Morning Sunshine, our version of a screwdriver. For our coffee lovers, we are known for our cozy atmosphere with a mixture of traditional and specialty drinks. I invite you to start your day with us, whether you are craving breakfast or lunch. Located in the historic Lorenz Hotel in the heart of downtown Reading, on California Street, open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. We look forward to seeing you soon.
This is from Coach Carter, the movie. Listen, with Samuel L. Jackson, great cast. They go to the championships and they're just totally zoned out.
You told me you deserve to be here. Well, you're not playing like it. All season long, we played our game. Right now, you're playing theirs. When we step on the floor, every second that clock is ticking, we are pedal to the metal. We run the ball. We pressure the ball. And most importantly, we control the tempo of the game.
Oh, every coach, right? Wants to channel Coach Carter. Players love it. We're talking to head coach Derek Pringle of Simpson University, Red Hawks women's basketball. I mean, I get chills. You still get chills seeing that movie or hearing that clip?
I do. It's one of my favorite movies.
Yeah, you got Samuel L. Jackson, and those of you folks who haven't seen it, it is you don't have to be a sports fan, but you will be a sports fan after watching that one. Coach Pringle joining us. We were talking during the break about NAIA basketball. You know, you'll hear people go, oh, well, we don't have Division One basketball here in the North State. We don't really have college sports, and they're missing the point. Is they do. They do have it, and there's a level of fun, I think, at the NAIA level that is as pure as it comes in college sports, because these young men and women who are playing NAIA ball, they're playing because for the right reasons. They want to get an education, and they love to play.
That's very correct. I think NAIA is really underrated as far as basketball talent and actual basketball quality. Being in it for 12 years and playing in it myself, I see some great players, and I mean, some of our teams in NAIA are better than some teams in D2 and low level Division One. So I think that if people were to come out and watch the Simpson basketball game, the men or women, they'll kind of see that that kind of level of play, and too have a very fun and a family friendly environment as well.
You will be tipping off. Your ladies will be tipping off Friday at home at James M. Grant Center. And you'll be tipping off, I believe, at 5:30 against Westcliff University.
Yeah.
And then the guys will follow after that. And Todd Franklin's Red Hawks guys have won three straight. And he has also a very interesting roster, too. We'll get him on the show down here down the road. But you know, that's a cool thing still, again, about NAIA ball, in that, you know, you can get that student body involved, get them out there, keep them out there. And, you know, playing at home, there's nothing like it.
You know, like, I think we have one of the best fans, too, I think, in the whole entire West Coast. And playing in front of our fans and our faculty and staff has been a blast. It's kind of it's a different kind of feel being at home and playing in front of our crowd.
And we hear all the stories about recruiting, you know, and on ESPN or whatever, fans will see, you know, they see how it is for, you know, to the big schools. I have my friend Dave Cohen was on not long ago at Georgia State, where they developed a program. Heck, that only took them 20 years to do that. And, you know, and it's that hard. What's the key to maintaining a winning NAIA program in Northern California, where honestly many of the women that you're recruiting have never been here or have,
right? That's very true. It's been challenging, but I think right in California, the North State sells itself. It's a beautiful place. You got the mountains around you. You get your, I'll call you three seasons, home count, spring. You get your fall, winter, and then your summer here. And our campus is gorgeous, too. I love Simpson. It's a nice campus. But to come to Northern California, come to Simpson, and have a chance to play college basketball, get a quality education is what a lot of kids come for. And I've been lucky to have some really good players.
And explain it to the average person out there, because, you know, when we say somebody's, you know, they've agreed to go play at X, Y, or Z school, and you'll hear they go, oh, he has a full ride, or she has a full ride, or he has a, you know, you don't get to give any rides at NAIA, is that correct?
You can. It's not a full ride. It's right. More of a partial, where it's a combination of academic, athletic, and then obviously your financial aid, your Pell Grant, your Cal Grant, combination of those things kind of give them not a full ride, but a pretty good, you know, package for school.
But when you're recruiting, as you said, you're down there and you're in Vegas or you're at a tournament and you're watching Brianna Clark, and they're telling you, man, if she was just 2 inches taller, we'd pull her up to D1. And you say, hey, no problem. I guess that's the key, is you've got to find the diamonds in the rough and turn them loose.
You have to, and it's a constant grind. I mean, all coaches at any high level, they're at every game. They're going to small towns, big towns, watching every kid play, because you never know who's that diamond in the rough. And for us, because we don't have the money like a Division I, Division II, we've got to find those kids that want to be at any high level, that want a chance to play and go to school at a college. So it's challenging at times, but one of the funnest things, too, is to go out there and find those kids that are very special that nobody knows about or wants.
And when you call them on the phone, you know, I mean, I guess you can FaceTime with them now. You probably can get, as you said, you have access to more clips, more video. But there's really, in recruiting, one thing has never changed. And I would imagine you can give us some insight on that. Family, right?
Yeah.
You still have to not convince, but to share the positives with the families that you talk to out there.
It really is. Again, one of the fun parts about being a coach and recruiting is meeting the families, meeting the friends, meeting the coaches, the AAU coaches or the high school coaches, and kind of telling about our program. And I think our program is really unique, where we are a family mindset program. I mean, every one of our players is really close-knit. My family personally is close with my current players and past players, and kind of telling them on that part, where you come to Simpson, with the basketball program, you talk about the family that's beyond this Reading. It goes from here to Washington to Spain now to Arizona. We have a big family, and we all care about you and love you. So that's been a big thing for our program and why we get a lot of kids that want to come to Simpson, because of that family feel.
It is great to chat with you, Coach Pringle, Derek Pringle, who has got a lot of time to turn this season around, and a lot of talent over there at Simpson University. Once again, home on Friday. You've had a couple of weeks off to lick the wounds, get the team forward and positive, and wish you good luck this weekend.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
All right. We'll get Derek Pringle on the show again and talk some more Simpson University Redhawks. Of course, we have a little connection with them due to, you know, carrying the games in the past, and some of the guys that have worked here, of course, who have worked over there. And I guess young Mr. Van Dyke is going to be joining them in their athletic department as well. So I'm excited for him, and excited to have Coach Derek Pringle on with us. I would expect that women's team is going to turn it around just looking at that roster. And the men, before we go to break, the men have won 3 straight. They're 4-3, averaging 83 points a game. And they beat Portland Bible College 72-57, 3 games in 3 days that they won. So Friday they'll be taking on West Coast Baptist in the second game of that doubleheader. They also have a terrific freshman, 6'9", 220 out of Hiram, Georgia, Nathan Presnell, who was an all-state player in Georgia. He is averaging over 14 points, 4 boards, and 60% from the field. He had a 39.10 rebound game already this year. And then they've got returnees, Blake Trent out of Foothill and Shasta College, and some others. So it ought to be a fun couple of school NAI squads to watch. If you just want to get out and enjoy some basketball, you do have a four-year college that you can cheer for here in the Reading area and Shasta County. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about what's going on today in sports. We'll talk a little bit about Tim Ryan and how he got himself in some hot water as a broadcaster with the 49ers. We'll talk a little baseball, and then we're going to tune in with my buddy Jake Downey, who has kind of a new venture for the average fan and the, you know, the experienced ones as well. Heck, a new way to listen or watch major sports games on television. That'll all be coming up here after the break. You're listening to Score Card Scribblings. I'm Brent Weber.
So what's Score Card Scribblings all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give him to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribblings with Brent Weber, Wednesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Season's greetings from the Reading Colt 45s. This is Rick Bassetti, General Manager of the Colt 45s. The Colt 45s wish our veterans the very merriest Christmas and a happy holiday. The Colt 45s sincerely appreciate the sacrifice of our military deployed throughout the world and those veterans who have served our country and our citizens so well. And remember, on opening night, all veterans, all active duty, and all reservists get in free for the Colt 45s opening night.
This is Carl Lindabad, owners of KCNR Radio.
We just want to say happy holidays from everyone at the KCNR family. With the giving season upon us, we wanted to thank you for living local. The Reading community means a lot to us.
So this season, as you're driving through town doing your holiday shopping, support the advertisers that support this station. Local shops are often overlooked, but that's where you'll find the most unique and touching gifts this Christmas.
Live local, listen local, love local. And from everyone here at KCNR, Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays.
Come on, let's sit down together at the Black Bear Diner on Highway 5 in East Cypress and Reading. Stop by for a family-friendly atmosphere, bear-sized portions, and expansive menu. Enjoy breakfast all day with bear-sized portions of their hearty Bigfoot chicken fried steak and eggs, scrumptious bear claw French toast, and signature sweet cream pancakes. Good food, good friends, good times at a place that feels like home. The Black Bear Diner in Reading.
Like home. Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Buddy?
listen to the backboard.
This is from the movie Hoosiers. Remember, he brought his kids in.
What is it? 15 feet.
15 feet.
And he had them all measure the court and how high the rim was and how far it was from the free throw line, because he didn't want them to be overwhelmed. If you haven't seen this movie.
From the rim. Buddy? How far?
10 feet. 10 feet.
I think you'll find it's exact same measurements as our gym back in Hickory.
Exact same, wherever you are. You're playing the game. It's just like baseball. It's the same distance between you. Football, it's 100 yards. And that's a great film. If you've never seen it, and I'm sure most of you have, but if there's any young folks, I mean, you don't have to be a basketball fan. You could just kind of understand why people love to play. And it is a big gym. He mentions this coming up here. I think he says it right about now.
It is big.
Anyway, that's from the movie Hoosiers. Jake Downey is going to join us here in just a couple of minutes. We're going to talk a little bit about Rams, football, and more. I want to go over a couple of stories. Just let me know, Jared. Oh, is Jake there now? No, okay, he'll let me know. I think he's calling in. Found out late this afternoon that the San Francisco 49ers, this according to the NFL, and of course a whole bunch of people have weighed in right now. The Niners have suspended radio color analyst Tim Ryan over comments he made on his radio show. It's the early in the week show. Can't remember the name, but it's he's there. Okay, we'll get to that in a second. But over comments that he made during his radio show, Murph and Mac, he was talking about the play of Lamar Jackson, the Ravens quarterback, who was very good. What a great football game that was. And he is an MVP. I mean, I really have enjoyed watching him play. You know, he's a quarterback, and he runs the ball. Traditionally, that winds up meaning he's going to take a beating, and that's why quarterbacks don't wind up doing that for a long period of time in their career. But with that said, here are the comments. I don't have the actual recording from the show. I tried to find it, but this is what Tim Ryan said. Quote, he's a really good at the fake, at that fake. He's talking about the option. Quote, Lamar Jackson, but when you consider his dark skin color with a dark football, with a dark uniform, you could not see a thing. I mean, you literally could not see when he was in and out of the mesh point. And if you're a half step slow on him in terms of your vision, forget about it. He's out of the gate. You know, you can't say that. That's just not cool. Lamar Jackson happens to be an African-American player. His skin color has nothing to do with how he runs, how he throws, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, guys wear long sleeves. They can wear black jerseys if they want. I mean, it doesn't matter. You can't say that. It isn't the implications. And Ryan got suspended by the 49ers for one game. The NFL agrees with that. And he has issued an apology. He said, I regret my choice of words. In trying to describe conditions of the game, Lamar Jackson is an MVP caliber player, and I respect him greatly. I want to sincerely apologize to him and anyone else I offended. So that's the right action. Quickly took responsibility for the situation and moved on. But I wanted to let you know about that. A little bit later on, we're going to check in on a big birthday boy, a Hall of Famer in baseball. We're going to hear a story I did a few years ago in the Wayback Machine. But right now, I want to head down to the Southland, as they like to call it, and where Tom Petty and, well, down in the near where all the rock and roll stuff started to happen again a few years back. Anyway, I'm digressing on to Netflix programming, but what I really want to do is talk to Jake Downey, JD Newsy, down in the greater LA area. And thanks for joining us, Jake.
Hey, B-Web, how are you, pal?
I'm doing well, man. It's got to get my daily fix, or my regular, not my daily, but I guess my monthly fix of what's happening down there in the, you know, in the La-La civilization. First of all, last time I had you on, we didn't get to really talk about your Rams. That was at the start of the season, and everybody was figuring they're going to steamroll right into the Super Bowl and so on and so on. But you have been watching your Rams, what's going on? Has the NFL figured out that kid coach down there?
Well,
like any NFL team that's good, you need good players, and they have not been helped by injuries. But at the same time, it might be that the league is figuring them out a little bit. Someone asked me today, why were they so good against the Cardinals and so bad against the Ravens? And, you know, my answer probably wasn't very satisfactory, but I said that they don't have much trouble beating bad teams, but they have a lot of trouble beating good teams. That's not exactly a keen observation, but, you know, I could see them at 7-5 finishing 9-7 or 10-6 and, you know, either slinking into the playoffs with the sixth seed or losing out by a game to the Vikings. You know, every game for them in crunch time to get into the playoffs is imperative. They could win all four, finish 11-5, and still miss the playoffs.
Wow.
And 11-5 is a solid record in the NFL, and nothing to be ashamed of, but it may not get you in the dance this year.
We're going to get back to that game in a minute, but what are people down there thinking about the 49ers? Because they've seen enough of them to know that they're for real, right?
You know, I had the privilege of seeing them in the stands earlier this season in the Coliseum, and it was like a Niners home game. And, you know, the Rams in their own place had to go to a silent count because there was so much noise from people wearing red, which does not portend good things for the future with this brand-new stadium that the Rams are building and they'll share with the Chargers, because I could see a lot of visiting teams coming in there and having a home audience.
Wasn't that the big fear all along, quote-unquote fear, of the NFL going back into the city, in that L.A., it's the busiest city there is. There's just so much stuff to do, and it is so many people come from all over the world to be there. And, yeah, there are diehard Rams fans. There's still diehard Raiders fans, obviously. Is that that could happen?
Well, yeah. I mean, L.A. doesn't really support a loser.
Right.
And, you know, if the Rams win, if the Chargers win, people will show up. But, you know, year in, year out, there's going to be some good years. There's going to be some not-so-good years. So, you know, I don't know. I mean, I put in for season tickets with the Rams and put down, you know, a seat deposit for two seats. We'll see if that's a smart investment. I did it in part to see games and in part to perhaps make a few bucks. But we'll see. I'm curious to see. I'm excited to see the new stadium. And, you know, the Rams have a chance to be pretty good.
Yeah.
I don't look at this as a decline as much as just the growing pains of being a good young team.
Right.
And so, you know, even the Patriots, the year after they won the Super Bowl with Tom Brady, took a step back. Then they won two more Super Bowls. And I'm not comparing the Rams to that, but teams do struggle. Football is a tough game. It's played by tough people, and things don't always go your way. And there's only 16 games, so it's not exactly like you have a lot of games to correct your problems. You know, it's 3 hours on Sunday and then 6 days of complaining.
Well, and we'll also, another story for probably next year to talk about is, you know, can Chargers and Rams fans get along? But that's and Chargers and Rams teams get along. We'll just have to wait and see down the road.
Yeah.
I wanted to talk to you about
that. Was kind of a shotgun marriage.
Yeah, kind of was. I understand it. I still feel for San Diego fans because I think, as you know, you went to college down there, and I just think that was a unique and a great place. Great fans down there. But we'll talk about that another day. I want to talk about I don't have to listen to the NBC guys when I want to watch the Seahawks and Rams this weekend?
Yeah, you know, I'm part of this new fun adventure called Hot Mic. And Hot Mic allows fans of all sports, you know, but stick with the big four, baseball, basketball, football, maybe a little bit of hockey, but mostly the big three, to get alternative commentary on the games they're watching. So I never thought I'd say this, but I've been announcing NFL football. I've been doing it in my garage. So Hot Mic is an app that is currently available on Apple phones and devices.
Right.
And we are in the late stages of testing the Android version of SAME. So pretty soon Hot Mic will be available on Android. And when it's available on all devices is when, you know, I'm going to be really pushing this on my social media and when I think that they'll be making a push publicly. You know, it's still kind of in the early days, the beta testing, the soft launch, you know, pick your buzzword from the tech world. But I'm excited because I've been announcing games with my longtime announcing partner, Randy Rosenblum, who's called just about every game under the sun and, you know, has had a long and storied broadcasting career. But, you know, I may end up teaming up with some other color analysts as well. And it's been a lot of fun. The first game we did was on Thanksgiving Day. We did the Bears and Lions, which turned out to be a pretty good game. And then on Sunday night, we did Texans-Patriots, which had a score at the end that might make you think that it was an exciting game. But it was a Texans beatdown. But either way, a lot of fun to call the NFL. We call it here in, you know, my home office in my garage with monitors and, with, everything that's available on the web. And I'm one of like five different crews providing alternate commentary. And there's crews providing comedy, maybe, stat heavy, maybe, fantasy heavy, and, you know, there's some guys that are a little blue, a little off color as well. So perhaps there's a flavor for everyone. But we're just getting started with it and I'm enjoying it. And, it's quite a thrill to be calling NFL games. Even if we're not in the stadium, it's still, pretty cool. And, I hope it lasts a long time because I'm enjoying it two games in.
The app is Hot Mic, M-I-C, and yeah. Jake Downey is my longtime friend, and maybe one of these days we'll get down and we're doing one together, but that's a lot of fun. And you know what? I'm sure that people are going to dig it. They're going to like to hear some different folks, and I'm sure we'll start hearing some personalities in there, too, doing some games, and that'll make it fun, yeah. Too.
Yeah, and I've worked my dogs into every broadcast.
Excellent.
Bodie, Belly, and Brownie have found their way to the garage while we've been calling a game, and they are the stars of the show. And the feedback we're getting is more dogs, less people.
I love it. I love it. All right, so we can listen to you if you can get the Apple version of it. I can listen to you for Sunday night, right?
Yes, sir. We're doing Rams and Seahawks. That should be a good time. And I expect to do more games. I hope to do at least one playoff game each day during the playoff rounds, and I'm even thinking about hosting a Super Bowl party and calling the game right in my living room with all the chaos around me.
Oh, that would be great. And if I can't make it, I know I'll be tuning in. That sounds like a blast. Jake Downey, you keep living the dream, keep being the dreamer, and keep making it real. Appreciate you getting me up to date on Hot Mic. And I'll be tuning in on Sunday.
Yeah, I'd love to loop you in. It'd be great. They say they're working on it so that you and I could call a game together in different locations.
Oh, I can't wait. That'd be great. That'd be great.
Yeah, that would be awesome. You definitely got to make the road trip south and hang out with me and have our dogs reconnect.
That sounds great. Jake Downey, my guest from down in SoCal, talking a little football, talking a little Hot Mic. We'll be back. Thanks, Jake. We'll be back in just a little bit here on Scorecard Scribblings. I've got a happy birthday to a new Hall of Famer in just a minute.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Hi, I'm Rob Burrows from the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. Come join me as the new host of brand new Battlefield Expression Show, debuting December 7th, 2019. Battlefield Expressions is a go-to program providing veterans and their families an opportunity to call in and ask questions and receive information particular to their individual needs. Veterans and their families who sacrificed and served our country. Every Saturday, 9 to 11, here at 96.5 FM, 1460 AM Talk Radio.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. We bring you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites.
You'll hear from experts on national security, the environment, veterans affairs, world politics, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your John Deere Ag and Turf products.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. wethepeopleradio.us.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
The Backbone Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. The Backbone Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. The Backbone Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Hey, welcome back to Scorecard Scribblings. I'm Brent Weber. Thanks for joining us. I'm live in studio tonight. I've been mentioning I want to go to the Wayback Machine. I'll have to come up with some Wayback Machine sound effects for the future. But from throughout my career, I've been blessed with being able to tell some terrific stories about great athletes. One of them has a birthday today, and he is 62 years young. He played 18 seasons in the major leagues, 6'6", 270-pounder. And for the last, last 20 years, he has been an assistant coach, a roving instructor with the San Francisco Giants organization. His name is Lee Smith, Big Lee. You may remember him from the Chicago Cubs days, but it's his birthday today, and I don't know if Big Lee's out there listening anywhere. If he is, call us. But he wound up getting into the Hall of Fame, getting added. He was a pioneer as a reliever. That's what we're talking about. But he had a 3.03 ERA as a reliever, pitched in over 1,000 games. Now, understand, until Hoyt Wilhelm did it in the early 70s, or it might have been 1970, I was there as a child at the game. Hoyt Wilhelm was the first man to pitch in 1,000 games. So it was a big deal. It still is a big deal. And so he pitched in over 1,000 games and had 478 saves. That's pretty impressive. I think he belongs in the Hall of Fame. But let's go back to a story I did with him in the Wayback Machine when he was late in his career pitching for the then Anaheim Angels. You're also going to hear Bob Lorenz at CNN Sports do the introduction to the story on Big Lee.
At Angels veteran closer Lee Smith was not able to ply his trade last night, which is probably good news for the White Sox. You know, Smith not only baffles hitters, he has the same effect on the official stat guys who follow games. Last Sunday, Smith recorded his 16th straight save, supposedly a new major league record. But after some digging, it was discovered that Smith actually held the record of 17 straight saves set 2 years ago while he was with the Cardinals. Smith tied that mark on Thursday night. Hey, mistakes happen. Just ask the Orioles, who decided not to re-sign Smith after last season. And then the Angels stepped in. Here's our Brent Weber.
6'6", 270-pound Lee Smith has spent 15 years building an intimidating reputation. But he insists he's just one of the guys.
I came here the first 3 days of spring training. No one even said anything to me because it was like, I guess he's, you know, all-time save leader is going to be big league in it or something, you know, starting around. Then I come in the yard, you know, and I'm driving an old truck. Now I got my sneakers and blue jeans. I'm coming, you know.
And Smith's laid-back manner almost has you convinced until you check out the numbers he's putting up at age 37.
You know, he wasn't the Lee Smith of maybe 8 or 9 years ago, velocity-wise, but he still might be a better pitcher than Lee Smith was 8 or 9 years ago because of the experience things that he's added, the ability to pitch to hitters and the ability to locate the ball within the strike zone.
Now with his sixth big league team, Big Lee has become a more efficient closer with age, averaging 42 saves a season since 91. Despite pitching more than 900 games, he's been on the disabled list just once and credits that longevity to his off-season swimming regimen. Smith's last three clubs, the Cards, Yanks, and Orioles, essentially let him go in favor of younger, less expensive talent. He signed a two-year deal here in Anaheim because the Angels were the only team willing to commit to him as the full-time closer.
I was told in Baltimore that they, somewhere in the middle of the season, that they wanted to work Armando Benitez in as a closer. And I said, well, I'm not ready to be a pitching coach yet.
You watch what he does, and he picks hitters apart. And that's one of the things I like to learn from him, is just picking at him. He'll go outside, he'll be 2-0, and then he'll throw the right pitch at the right time all the time.
But don't look for Smith in the bullpen until the 7th. His routine includes a little early inning quiet time in the clubhouse.
He got to have his nap time, and I think everybody's pretty well aware of that. So you make sure that you walk into the players' lounge in about the second or third inning, you kind of tippy-toe in there. You want him to make sure he's nice and fresh for that ninth inning.
If there's anything, I think the best thing I've ever done during a game is to go in and forget about all the pressures of the game for half an hour or however long. I mean, you go to sleep for 15, 20 minutes, it seems like you've been out for 8 hours. You wake up fresh. There's nothing better than waking up with a 3-1 lead, man.
And when Big Lee moseys in to protect that lead, it's still adding up to nap time for the opposition. We're finding baseball's all-time saves leader is wide awake at 37. In Anaheim, California, Brent Weber, CNN Sports.
That's from back in 1995. Bob Lorenz introducing it back in my heyday, but he went on to pitch a few more games, as I mentioned. That's Lee Smith. Happy birthday to the big fella, 6'6", probably still about 270. Who knows? He might be more. Hey, we've got just a couple more minutes, so I want to go over a couple of other notes in the news today sports-wise. You heard me mention Tim Ryan suspended for a game as a broadcaster with the 49ers for some comments he made about Lamar Jackson that were racially insensitive. He agreed with that. Tampa Bay Rays, Major League Baseball, looks like they are closer and closer to going back to Montreal for part of the season, or going to Montreal for part of the season, and becoming a sister city with Les Expos, the former home of the Expos, which, of course, the Expos became the Senators, blah, blah, blah. But Tampa's having a hard time drawing, and that would start in 2027. Also today, the Giants re-signed left-handed pitcher Tyler Anderson. It's kind of below the radar, but he had a really bad knee injury. And he's young. He's still young enough to where they felt like they could get him cheap. He hasn't pitched in a while, but he's a guy that his arm should be fresh because of that. Nick Castellanos, former Detroit Tiger, who spent last year with Detroit and then the Cubs and hit .289 with 27 homers, and he can play either corner infield position. He came up as a third baseman. Think of him as a younger, I don't want to scare you, as a younger Panda, as a younger Pablo Sandoval. He can play the outfield positions. He's only 27. Came up as a regular player with the Tigers at 22. So he's had a couple of injuries that he's come over, but this guy's a terrific player, and he's a free agent, and Cubs would like to get him back. But the Giants have been in discussions with him. Maybe they can come in under the radar. Still no home for Mad Bum, though today the Mets made a deal to bring back a pitcher, so we might see some movement on Madison Bumgarner coming up before too long. The latest that we've heard, I know the Giants would still love to keep him, but I don't know that they're going to be doing that. It doesn't appear that they will because, hey, they failed to tender Kevin Pillar because they don't want to spend money until they accept on certain guys, and so we'll just have to see. But the Mad Bum's being courted by the White Sox, Twins, Astros, Angels, Jays, and Rangers, all in the American League, which to me that would really suck because he's a great hitter. Also the Reds in the National League, and even though you're not hearing it, it was mentioned earlier, I would not be surprised to see the Braves get in that into that discussion a little bit later on, even though they did sign a pitcher, I think that I would not be surprised to see them. Yeah, and I think that'd be a good place for him because then he'd get to hit. He'd get to hit, which you wouldn't get to do as often in the American League. All right, I'd like to thank my producer, Jared King, doing another terrific job tonight. Derek Pringle, the AD and basketball coach for the women at Simpson University. Jake Downey, JD Newsy, and we talked about Hot Mike and more. I'll be back with you next Wednesday night. You can learn more at scorecardscribblings.com. And if you'd like to buy ads, check on Sarah at kcnr1460.com.